This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
8:31, and we're talking this morning about an upcoming event, Spousal and Survivors Benefits Educational Seminar with the Associates of Vietnam Veterans of America and Don Ellis from that group in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So get real close to the microphone there.
I will. Okay.
So tell us, first of all, about this event that's coming up on the 4th, not that far off.
No, it's not. It's a Saturday. It's November 4th. It's going to be at the Garden Valley Church, which the address is 3047 Garden Valley Road. You can't miss it. We will have a nice big sign out there. And this is, by the way, for veterans. Any veterans that would like to know their benefits and spousal survivor benefits as well should be coming. It also covers education. So if you have children and are qualified, you definitely have the rights of educational support.
Well, I know that trying to figure out any of these benefits programs sometimes takes a lot of effort. It looks like you've got a lot of people that can help with this. Talk about some of the folks that are going to be making presentations.
Thank you. We will start with VSO Mary Newman, who will help explain anything that comes across her mind, she sees on a daily basis, to let people know what they need when they come in, when they need to see her or any of her staff, which are highly educated and trained. She's going to have the 30 minutes worth of explanation, and questions and answers will be provided for all. So there's 9 speakers. I overdid myself this year. The next one would be from the VA, Kyle, and she's Angelina Willard, and she's going to be benefits and eligibility. She was there last year as well. Repeating also is Kara Coughlin, and she's the patient advocate at the VA, one of them, and she is a very knowledgeable, did a great job last year, and look forward to hearing her words. We also have a new one this year, Brian Bollingberg Maxson. Sorry about the slaughtering of your name, Brian. He is at the VA and he's an environmental health coordinator, and he will be there to help the veterans as well. That is his job, but he's anyway, and so he'll be there. He's new. We'll have a break, then we'll have a hospice and palliative care nurse, Erica Sciato, an amazing woman with lots of letters behind her name, certified and mastered and so forth. And her friend and Lowell Smith is a family registered nurse. He will also be there speaking. So he's another new guest. Then we will continue on with the other guest we've had last year was Umpqua Valley Funeral Director David Hopkins, and he will discuss all options for the veterans because of their rights and what is covered. National Cemetery Technician Dan Carver will be there, and he will be answering questions also at the process when the time comes. And we have the Honor Guard Commander, Chapter 805, Vietnam Veterans of America, Lonnie Shields, who will explain their part in the honor of the deceased.
So you've got a lot going on during this 4-hour event. Now, Associates of Vietnam Veterans of America, talk more about what your group's all about.
Thank you. Once again, Associates for Vietnam Veterans. I looked at our calendars. I looked at Carol Hunt's calendar, and I looked at the AVVA calendar for this year, and the events I had to write down. So please bear with me while I read the programs we do at AVVA. So we have 2 seminars. We have Agent Orange, which we had on October 14th, and we will have the Spousal and Survivor Benefits seminar November 4th. And then we have the programs. So we have one today, From Heartache to Hope, that is dealing with a recent loss of someone in your family. Could be your husband or wife and so forth. Just dealing with grief and moving forward. And it's we're going to be holding that today at the Cascade Coffee on Harvard. The next program would be Moods and Music. This is a wonderful program. It teaches the Vietnam veterans how to play a guitar in 6 weeks. And they earn that guitar. They take that guitar, the stand, the music, home with them. So, I mean, that's theirs forever. No charge to them, and it's a. I've been in the program personally, so I met the teacher, and I know it was a well done program, and that's still going on. So that is a big one. Christmas families, that's another one we do. We do four or five families that come through with their wants and needs for active military personnel, so they might not be home for Christmas. And that's a wonderful program. We give them some food vouchers as well as the presents, all wrapped up. Veterans Day cards, we do that every year. We're almost done with those. We're doing a little session and finishing up today. Wreath laying on Memorial Day, we are there for that. Welcome home dinner, we are there for that. We put that all together, live and silent auctions, and a really nice dinner. And then we have the monthly dinner, the theme that we make. We're making the food. We're serving the veterans that are present for the VVA meeting. So that would be the Vietnam veterans. That's the first Monday of every month at 6 p.m. Garden Valley Church. Then we have funding for these programs because, everything costs a little money. So we have donations, and then we have fundraising. And that's lining up with corporate businesses to sell our homemade goods and baked goods, raffling of our homemade quilts, and this helps our veteran activities. Then we also have, we also follow the VVA when they travel with the Oregon Wall. So they've done the Seven Feathers on July 4th weekend, and they've also done Chinook Winds. So us ladies are also welcome on the flag line during the final honors at the shelter of the National Cemetery, and that's we enjoy when we can to be there with our family of military people. We have also been at the Douglas County Fair, Blackberry Festival, Suicide Prevention in Winston, Veterans Day Parade. Sometimes we decorate cars or floats. Reads Across America, I didn't mention that earlier. We go to the courthouse, the original cemetery, and the present cemetery, and we have a prayer, and we put a wreath down in ABVA's name. And we are also trying to return our veterans clinic to the full-service veteran hospital in Roseburg.
So you guys obviously keep pretty busy, a lot going on for your organization. Now, the event on the 4th, if people want to find out more about that, is there a number they can call?
You could call me. My name is Dawn, D-A-W-N, Wait, W-A-I-T, and my number is 775-240-5057. Be happy to answer any questions you might have about the upcoming event. Just don't miss it, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Dawn, thanks for coming in this morning. 8:39 at the Morning Report.